You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? This is Joe Douglas of the New York Jets. Can I speak with the general manager of the Buccaneers?
Yeah, this is Jason Light.
Ah, good one, good one. Quit playing. No, I mean the current GM of the Bucs.
Yeah, Jason Light, Super Bowl champion 2021, wearing that ring now. The kids love it. They love that.
Still there?
Polish it up. Polish it up.
just kidding. I knew that. Jason, what's up? Trader Joe here. Don't hang up because I know what you're thinking. Jamal Adams for two number ones. Nailed it. Sam Darnold fetched three picks, including a two. Are you kidding me? I'm good at this, but that doesn't mean that you should be scared because I have a great offer for you here on the trade deadline.
Oh, yeah. Not scared at all. Been employed since 2014. Been a part of a team that's actually won games, more games than they've lost at various points. So that's something you haven't been able to accomplish yet. So feeling very comfortable.
Yeah, but you had Tom Brady and it was the COVID year. So let's calm down a little bit. Just a little bit.
It didn't feel full. You're right.
Let's get to it.
I expected more.
Here's the thing. We had some scouts watching your week 7 game against the Falcons. And, you know, a couple things popped out to me. And I was looking at our rosters. And I just wanted to throw something out. You need some veteran talent on both sides of the ball. And let's be honest. Jason, let's be honest. Can we be honest?
I've always been honest.
We both know you play in a fake division, which means, you know, guys who are maybe struggling or not playing a lot in, say, the AFC East, a.k.a. a real division, may have far greater success in a division that is, shall we say, fugazi. So listen to this.
Not familiar with that term.
Okay.
I'm speaking, though, yes, to be clear, as the three-time defending NFC South champion.
Right, which, you know.
So then after you win that division, there's actually more games after that. I know the Jets haven't been familiar with that for a decade, but there's more. They're called the playoffs. It's an exciting part of the year.
Right. We're 7 times Little League champions. Like, we're doing well in fake divisions as well. But, like, yes, in the AFC East, it's a much more difficult world. And our scouts noticed a couple things. We love that Shaq Barrett. We know Mark Sessler of Around the NFL does not respect him, but we do. But we do know that you also, you know, Joe Tryon Choyinka, more like Joe Tryo better next time in the first round. You're in the middle of the pack in terms of pass rushing. And that's one side. And then on the other side of the ball, Marone. I mean, what are we doing over there with the running backs? Rashad White, Keyshawn Vaughn, Are you familiar with the stat yards expected over average yards over expected?
Rushing yards
yes,
over expected.
Yes, rushing yards over expected.
Yes, one of my favorite podcasters pointed out on Wednesdays around the NFL program that
Rashad is
dead last in the league in that stat. Greg Rosenthal, what a guy.
I believe it was Dan Hansis who kind of floated it out there initially, and then Greg came in. But that we'll listen to it together later and decide who gets credit for that. The point being, he stinks, and Kayshon Vaughn's not going to do the damn thing, and I know you have... According to my data, Chase Edmonds coming back, but come on, let's be serious. You're averaging 3.0 yards per carry, tied with the Raiders for last in the league. So here's what I'm willing to offer you.
Looking forward to this.
You ever hear of a certain potential future Hall of Famer named Dalvin Cook? I understand the data points aren't flashing too high, but again, that is in the AFC East against some top tier opponents throughout the first 6-7 weeks of the season. He needs more room to roam. Obviously, we have Breece, and he's done really well. So I think Dalvin would be an instant impact player in your division. And then how about Carl Lawson, an edge rusher that could complement Joe trying hard but not good enough? Get him out of the mix and line him up opposite Shaq and let them eat. So what I'm willing to do for you, Jason, is offer you both of those decorated Pro Bowlers in exchange for, no big deal, second round pick. What do you got? Yes, we're good?
So
trade a Joe, baby. Trade a Joe.
Trying to understand where you're coming from.
Love that
here.
Trading.
Carl Lawson.
Yes.
A few weeks ago, healthy, big time free agent pickup for you guys.
Yes.
A few years back.
Big time. Good player.
Has done so well for you. You chose not to play him multiple times this season, even while he was healthy. Why
apples
was that?
To oranges. We have perhaps the deepest defensive line in the league and just an avalanche of high-end pass rushers. And again, we're playing in a real league. So you have all these different things going on. He absolutely could do work against the offensive linemen of the NFC South. Absolutely.
Okay, we've settled that. I disagree mostly.
Trade a Joe, baby. Let's do it.
Dalvin Cook, I would like to read you his yards per carry this year. It is 2.8. If he qualified, I believe that would be dead last among all running backs. Joe, you basically chose the two least valuable players on your roster, and you called me in an extremely smug tone, despite having the exact same record as us and no history.
Well, I'm in a
of
real league, and you're in a fake league, but yes.
Success, and you're asking for a second round pick for guys that nobody else wants.
I'm the traitor.
I say no. I would give you.
Yeah, what will you give me?
I would give you a seventh round conditional pick. And some load seats for the next time you guys are in Tampa, and a free buffet at Shanny's in Ybor City.
Okay. Well, here's two things, and this is where I'll say goodbye. Good job by you, because I was going to fleece your ace, because that's what Trader Joe does. But bad job, because it would have been fun to do a trade. I'll see you at the GM meetings, and I will bring you a large fish as an apology for not knowing that you weren't fired 3 years ago. Bye-bye. Wow.
Whoa.
I mean...
Confrontational.
That is... And people often wonder, like, what really goes on behind the scenes in the NFL, and that's why annually you're the GM always delivers the goods. And I get it. Colleen Wolf here, Greg Rosenthal, Mark Sessler. I'm Dan Hansis. I understand that Joe might rub people the wrong way.
Yeah.
Well, the Trader Joe thing might.
He's maybe perhaps branding himself, but you know, he's flashy and that
he's
like
a showman kind
he's
of.
He's a showman, and when he's on the phone, like, that's Joe in his element.
Mm-hmm.
And most people
seem to be.
Don't see him that way.
Right. Well,
it's basically his wife and then all the different GMs when he's on the phone.
It's no, Joe
he's
in really, a flow state.
Yeah, he's right. Really, you know, feeling his oats there.
Yeah, it's almost like the 23-49 record his team has had since he came aboard hasn't diminished that confidence.
Not at
whatsoever.
All. Not at all, in fact. All right, let's keep going. So it'd be good to be able to listen in on a trade that gets done. So maybe, Colleen, you can take us through something like that.
All right.
We'll see.
That's great. So should I announce who I am first?
Okay. Yes.
I'm glad you asked that question because I also had that question.
Right.
Okay.
We've done it 4 to 5 times now, but yes, go ahead.
I remember yesterday.
You are.
It's like the first time every time, guys. So
the goldfish.
I am Les Snead, and
Rams
I
GM.
Am calling Scott Fitterer, the Panthers GM, who will be played by Sessler.
All right.
Who are we talking about? Scott Fitterer? Okay.
Yes. Sure. Are you listening?
No, I know who he is.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Scotty. It's me again. LS. Well,
I get a lot of calls. Thanks for giving me your name. Les, how's it going out there on the other coast? The lesser coast.
It could be a little bit sunnier today, but listen, the beach is great. The drinks are wonderful. Malibu is amazing this time of year. I'm living life, man. It's nice out here. But you know, for you guys, tough start.
It is a tough start.
Six, yikes.
It's a tough start. We've got a process going on here. I think if you're inside the building. By the way, I just took the family out over the weekend to that complex that's half built attached to the Panthers. Kind of in shambles, but it's fun for the kids to run around. A little bit dangerous. But no, I would say inside the building, we're very focused on our process and highly confident in what we've got going on. I'm hoping that I'll be around to continue to help. A couple months from now, that's always in question when you're a general manager.
Well, if not, you can always come on out to L.A. The sun is shining. The palm trees are out here. Everything seems a little nicer. I bet Tepper won't leave you alone. It seems like he's driving Frank crazy.
He's driving.
Oh, wait, I think he just got another call.
Oh. Yeah, hang on a second, all right? I got to take this.
I don't have all day, but okay.
Hello?
Hi, this is Trevor with the Philadelphia Phillies, and we're excited to offer you an exclusive pre-sale access to our 2024 season ticket plan.
I can't do this anymore. I quit. No, thank you. Gotta go.
All right.
All right. Clicking back over to Scott. Scott, sorry about that. It's kind of thrown me off my game. These spam calls, they're nonstop. I don't know what to do about them. Anyway, listen, I got some picks. They're burning holes in my pockets right now. You know I don't do well with first-round picks. I like to sell them off. I know that they would look really nice in your rebuild, so we still want Brian Burns.
Ooh.
And he's a year older at this point.
Yeah.
I don't love that he's in a contract year, but you know we'll deal with that. So, what do you say? I fly you and the fam out here to Los Angeles, and yeah, we spend a little time, get some dinner at Nobu, nice bottle of Clase Azul, and work out these terms, solve the world's problems.
Before I fly out with the family, what? Give me a ballpark term here. Like, just I'm very busy. It's got to be worth my time. We value Brian Burns immensely around here, as you can tell.
What do you say about me giving you back what you gave up for your Bryce Young? All right? Like, everybody wins. And listen, I don't have all day either. These waves aren't going to surf themselves.
I'm intrigued. The Scott Fitterer experience, even if I were to talk about myself, has been slightly wanting. It's a little bit all over the place. If I were to turn down this deal 2 years in a row, I think I have a tough time explaining that to my owner.
We'll give you a 2024 first rounder and a 2025 second rounder.
Deal. Fly me out there.
Woo! And a dinner at Nobu. This guy gets it.
Sounds like Scott Fitterer is just hungry. He's like, free dinner.
Wow.
Also, well, a good sell by...
he would do that deal.
I wonder if Scott was like, wow, I bet all the buildings are finished over there. Like that.
Yeah.
So you get to see just the... A landscape, a complete landscape, and free dinner by the sea.
Beachfront property.
Yeah.
I mean, Les wasn't messing around. He started with a first and a second, and then easy negotiator Fitter. Just like, I got to get off the phone. I'll take that.
Although, I thought I was going to lose the call. Like, he was starving. So much,
a first and a second round pick for Brian Burns I think I would take
I
that
would
too.
Not right bad. Second.
The Rams famously
offered two
offered
first
two
rounds
first last
year.
So in a way, like, you know, I guess both sides come out looking okay because the Rams get their guy and Fitterer, you know, gets a first round pick back. But, you know, I don't know. I feel like you might be getting your walking papers for that one, GM Fitterer.
He just wants a trip to LA.
I felt the call vanishing.
I think I think the Panthers would take that and run with it.
Also tough to get reservations at Nobu.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I understand that was probably a motivating factor.
Absolutely.
The Rams did so well in the draft, though, this year, although none of them, I guess, were first-round picks, so maybe that's exactly to your point.
I
think they want to start rebuilding with some of these guys.
All right, let's keep moving here. Greg Rosenthal, you're up next.
Okay.
If you're just tuning in, you're the GM is back for another zany adventure in 2023.
All right, I'm going to be Mike McDaniel.
Ooh,
calling
perfect.
Sean McVay, played by Mark Sessler.
Woo-wee.
Hey, it's Sean's house.
Whoa. Weird.
Hey, Kyle. It's Mike again. Really good to talk again this week.
Ooh. Yeah. How you doing there, Mike?
Gross.
How's it going?
I really enjoy our calls. I really value our relationship, you know?
I just kind of
talk about Kyle and, you know, it's so complicated. I appreciate everything that he's done for me over the years. You know, even when those times were dark, you were with me there, you know, and just have mixed feelings about that season when he chained me to my desk.
I mean,
and didn't let me interview with anyone.
Mike, I appreciate that we have a shared friendship with Kyle. Literally a week ago at this time, I can see almost what your schedule is down there in Miami, because literally a week ago at this time, you called me with essentially the same spin on the you and Kyle thing.
Yeah, but, you know, we have such shared history, Sean. We were there in Washington.
It hits that pretty hard.
Oh. And we were going out for dinners. And, you know, old, what was that guy's name? LaFleur was there. And
it's a rich time.
You know, the media really gets on me here for being, you know, really long-winded and slow talking with my answers, but it just feels good because, like, it's just so complicated, this thing with Kyle trying to get out of his shadow. I just feel like only you really understand.
What can I do for you would be, at this point, my question, because this is the 9th or 10th time in 9 or 10 weeks that we've had this very long. I'm very busy. I do appreciate our friendship.
I know you're going to be a father, too, and I really do think fatherhood has really sort of helped me put those years in perspective, those 49ers years.
No doubt. I mean, it really sounds like you have it in perspective.
I want your best player. I want Aaron Donald. I want him. I want him. I want him. I want him. 2026, first-round pick. You can actually trade three years out. You guys are rebuilding. You guys can.
No, we're not.
Like, you guys have done great.
This was a strange end around to try to get Aaron Donald out of our
2026 first round pick. 2024 third round pick. Like one of those the razors where you can do the different settings. You know, like 2.5, 3.0.
I have no access to that product.
2.0. You just look like you could,
like what you do. Like, some Mike. Let me stop you right there. We're not Aaron Donald's not for sale. I think we made that clear in the middle of a rebuild. There is no asking price. I think you've got these issues with Kyle Shanahan. Maybe you can dial him up. And
Aaron Donald is 32 years old. Okay.
Yeah, we're not just giving
him
away
You owe him a lot of money. You are old. You're the old news. You and Kyle are old news. I'm the new guy. You give me your old guy, help the new guy, and we win now. You're not winning anything now. When Aaron Donald is 34 years old, you will not be winning anything then either. You give me How about a 2025 first round pick I give you, not 26, and a 2024?
No, this
first.
Is going nowhere. I am at absolutely linked with Les Snead on the idea that Aaron Donald's going, I think you should call up Kyle, work through all this other residual stuff, ask about Bosa, someone of that caliber. Like, you can tell him how old he is and see how
they're,
this works.
They're good. They're still good now. You're not good now. You're not going
to
be good
this year. I really need to go.
2024 first round pick, 2024 second round pick, 2025 third round pick.
Mike, next week, this time. Bye.
Is it just me or did this Mike McDaniel, did you just want to fire him into the sun? Just like, throw him through the atmosphere until he hit the sun?
Oh my God. This character.
It's different behind the scenes. He's a different person.
Literally just one click off, Greg. Like, McDaniel. You just slid into that character. Mm. It was incredible.
Seamless.
Many clicks.
I do love the idea of McDaniel calling Sean McVay about Kyle Shanahan
on a weekly basis. Also, I don't know what it is, but I kind of can see Aaron Donald, just like so many veterans in the past, big ticket veterans end up in Miami because they like want to play in
Miami.
I
could actually totally see the Rams trading Aaron Donald if they lose this game for like multiple. If someone came and offered them like two first round picks for Aaron Donald at this point, I think that would make sense for both sides.
Los Angeles to Miami? Yes.
Where?
Miami.
All right, Mark, you're up.
All right. I am John Harbaugh calling Giants head coach Brian Daboll, who will be played by Dan.
Okay. The fable they call Daboll. How can I help you?
It's your boy John Harbaugh here.
Johnny!
How you been doing?
Oh, man. Things are going better. You know, we're getting some things straightened out here. It was a really tough start to the year. But, as you know, John, you got a ring. Not how you start, it's how you finish. And I'm feeling good. Feeling good about the G-men.
Our advanced scouting has been going crazy because we're so proud of what we're accomplishing here. And the performance against the Bills, I think you could just point to that as like, that's the old Daboll coming back out there.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, John. How can I help you?
Yeah, no, I'm calling on to help you, actually. I there are some lingering issues with the way this offseason went, I thought, for the New York Giants. And you tell me, I'm not trying to be critical.
I don't handle the personnel, so you could speak candidly, because we could just bury Shane. I don't care.
I'm not calling Shane.
No.
And I don't need Eric DaCosta. This is between coaches. No. So it's like,
You get it.
I've been reading this.
Did you hear the latest This Guy Gets It with Mark Sessler? You listening around the NFL?
I wait for my day off to listen to that.
Yeah.
Just like, I've been hearing.
Just trenchant.
Yeah, and only like a minute and a half long, too, so it's fixed into my schedule. You know?
He has a carnal energy, and I can't, like, think of who it is. Oh, you know what it is? It's the Canadian broadcaster and 60 Minutes legend, Morley Safer. That's why I kept coming
back.
That's
the parallel.
Just curious if you get that as well.
I don't know. It's like an ex-Browns fan or Browns fan of some sort. Mm. He's always like going around bars. Like he finds a young Ravens fan and is quizzing about the stupid history that they were
unbelievable. Everyone should check out This Guy Gets It, including you when you have a couple minutes to yourself.
I will. I'll tell you what I've been doing in my free time is like digging into old like National Geographic magazines. You know, like when you're a coach.
See the nudie pics. I've done it.
That's
it's not
a
my
residual like benefit.
Not my shining moment, but you got to do what you got to do when you're a kid.
You're right. But listen to this. Do you know, like, so when like the Nina, the Pinta and the Santa Maria arrived back in
Natch, yeah, big time.
531 years ago on the east coast of the country. Not
they were looking for spices
from Baltimore. Well, no, like who knows what they were looking for? But the Native Americans, according to records, some records could not see them, ships, because they couldn't conceive that those types of insane vessels existed.
Unbelievable.
And then today, now no one can find the Nina, the Pinta, or the Santa Maria. No one can find any evidence that these ships ever existed.
Interesting. I'm in. I'm interested. Go ahead.
Ships are different. We're a ship right now that just in the last fortnight has really figured out what we are, who we are, And I'm just telling
you're a battleship
you,
right now, my
we
friend.
Really are.
And I saw that game.
And you'll get there too. But you need to be cognizant of who's coming with you on that ship. The Giants are a different ship. And I frankly don't like what happened with the whole Saquon Barkley thing, because it made you look like you were in the crosshairs and a bit clumsy. And I know the Brian Daboll that I know, who was calling that game back when the Browns ex-Tom Brady's Patriots back in 2010. I'd already been in Baltimore a couple years. I knew you back then, and I know you
I
now.
Think about that game all the time.
All the time,
like
I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
I would just say this. It is so important that you have a realistic vision about where you are, and I think Saquon Barkley is not part of that ship's crew going forward.
Okay.
The way he's not going to be there, we know that. He could come with us, and I could give you something very special in return. I'm going to cut right to it. I mean, he's not under contract after this season, but I think the way that the Ravens work is we'd make sure that we'd have an interest of him sticking around for a long time. And in reverse, you get something for it versus nothing. You get a 2024 second-round pick. I'd give you a 2025 fourth. I'll throw in Gus Edwards, promising young runner.
Well, John, I respect the hell out of you. And that the three ships. What are they? Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
Yeah, we. I mean,
I mean that was. I don't really know where you're going with that exactly, but it was cool. It was just fun to like think about those ships and their how they affected North America and the world. I gotta say, like, I know you understand the business of the sport, but I'm pretty sure. And I could check with Joe on this, that I get a compensatory pick if Saquon leaves in free agency. Joe, is that right?
Why are you always asking this? Of course it's right.
Yeah, and I think it could be as high as like a third rounder, I believe. And it begs the question, if I'm getting a third, losing him at the end of the year, and I believe this team is turning it around, why would I get rid of my best player to move up one round, and it's not even a truly premium pick? You're going to have to do better than that, John, and you know I love you.
It's a 2025 third, Brian. Life is short. This way you move up a year.
All right, Joe, that's
you'd
enough,
be getting a 2024
Thank you,
second.
Though.
I'll give you a 2024 fourth, too. I'll switch out the 2025 aspect of that. So you get a second and a fourth, and Gus Edwards. The reason I'm doing this, and I understand that the Ravens were ahead of the compensatory market with Ozzie Newsome long before other teams. So we're well-versed. The difference is we want
That's why I felt almost disrespectful.
Well, you know, I thought that you assumed where this culture is. We want Saquon Barkley today in our building today. That's why this is
Let's make a deal here. I want a second this year and a third next year, and I don't need Gus Edwards. I got Matt Breida. He's a great locker room guy.
Our vision is to win the Super Bowl this year. We'll do it.
All right. Thank you. Great doing business with you. I'll see you at the
same
meetings. Wow.
Oh my goodness.
So Barkley to the Ravens at the deadline for a 2 and a 3.
And I think they quickly sign him to a contract extension.
So the Giants eventually, they essentially get that compensatory pick that they would have gotten anyway. But they also get the two for the immediate help. I feel like that's a fair trade. What do you think, Joe?
I think the Giants would
Sorry,
do it.
Greg.
Although it'd be like a late second. Would they do a second and a third for Saquon right now? I think they would.
It's a different second round pick than if it's we're talking to the Panthers.
They keep saying that. And those compensatory picks, first of all, it's another year out. And it's, you know, the end of the third round. So it's quite different than like a second round pick a year from now. The Giants are weird. I don't think Mike G pointed out earlier this week on our episode, like they can't decide what they're doing with Saquon Barkley. They don't want to give him the fair market rate, and yet they don't want to lose him.
Internally, someone is going to have to win whatever potential struggle there is. And maybe it takes a third party like the Ravens in the end. Mm-hmm. Okay. To push things along. Let's take a break and then we will continue onward.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
All right, let's see. I will be Bill Belichick, and I will be calling Mossy Ossenfort, GM of the Cardinals.
I knew he was going to come up at something.
What was that? What was that? You said
For Monty. Who is Monty?
The GM of the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Who's, no, I know. Who's playing
who's,
him?
Who's, the
who's picking up
but
the
But no, phone you went, when I said Bill Belichick. Was
that what? Was like, I was getting ready to listen. I don't know.
All right. Colleen is Amante Ossenfort.
Okay.
Is that how you pronounce it? Mossy?
Monty Ossenfort.
Monty.
Monty.
Monty Ossenfort. All right. All right, here we go.
Full Monty here.
Hey, it's Bill. What's up?
Oh, you again. What? What do you want?
You see the game on Sunday?
I saw it. Didn't pretty, like it.
Pretty impressive. Offense humming. Getting back on track.
Congratulations, you won a game.
How about the Bills? You know, it's a big time. Bills are a big time opponent, and we shocked them.
You did. You did it again, Bill.
How about that, Mac?
Are you
Jones?
Just calling to... to get some love for this?
I'm just saying, how about that Mac Jones? He is. He really did turn it on there.
I thought you didn't like Mac.
I love Mac. You see Mac on Sunday.
You love him now.
I always loved him. But, you know, times change, and I'm feeling a lot of pressure internally from my boss, who's kind of, I don't know, you know who my boss is?
Mr. Kraft.
Yeah, Robert. I feel like he's putting some heat on me.
How's that make you feel?
It makes me feel uncomfortable. I've never been uncomfortable before in this building, and I think it's time to do something about it.
Well, I mean, you called the right person. I'm always uncomfortable in this building.
I have a trade.
I got to get on the internet.
Ugh, Jonathan, please. How many times am I going to tell you? You must get off the phone when I'm having these important calls.
I got to get on the internet.
No. This is. We brought in a fax machine for you. You said that you needed it. I don't know what for. That's all we can do for you right now.
You're the worst.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Bill.
What was
Are
that?
Are you still there?
Yeah, what was that?
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. What do you want?
Are you on AOL? What's your screen name?
Malibu 420.
Mine's Five Rings. Didn't need to update it. But stopped using it.
Why?
I use Gmail now.
Mm.
All right, let's get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Jones playing great. How about Mac Jones going to Arizona? And I'm going to tell you why it makes sense in a second.
I would love to hear why that makes sense.
Because you're tanking, right? Like, be honest with me.
We're not doing great. But over like, here.
But you're trying actively not to do great, right?
We're looking ahead to next season, for sure.
All right. I want to offer you McCorkle. Okay? I want to offer you Macklemore, the Seattle rapper. I want to offer
you
Big Mac.
Listen.
at the Disgrace Slugger.
I'm very busy.
I want to offer you an actual Big Mac.
I gotta go find where Jonathan Gannett is now.
I want to offer you a first round pick. How about that for you? And I offer also a third round pick.
I'll take a Big Mac over Mac Jones.
And you're going to give me the quarterback of your past, but not your future, Kyler Murray.
Mm.
And you'll have a really high draft pick this year, obviously, because Mac Jones will help sink the rest of your season, or Josh, or, you know, that defense. And then you'll also have the first round pick that I'm going to send you. And guess what? I won't play Kyler this year. So the Patriots will tank, and you'll get a very high pick from New England as well.
Hmm.
You'll pick probably two picks in the top five, and that will accelerate your rebuild, and I get the quarterback to save my Patriots career and break that evil Don Shula's record.
I'm intrigued. I was going to say no. I was going to hang up the phone, but we don't have a whole lot going on here, actually. And Kyler, moving Kyler, probably not a bad idea.
I promise a full tank on this end as well. You have my word.
Written in blood. I'm going to need blood
you,
brothers here.
If you need it in blood, I will give you my blood.
All right. Make sure you send a little can of your blood over, and then we'll make this official.
All right. A little bit weird, but okay.
That's how we do business here.
Well, okay. I'll get an intern on that.
All right.
Nice. Whoa. How about
weird.
That?
Strange.
That's a monster deal. You kind of wonder if the Patriots have been sniffing around a big transaction these past couple of weeks.
Now, let's talk about how realistic it is that Kyler gets moved. It doesn't seem impossible, right? If they've internally decided they're rebooting, and if they could fetch another first rounder, and Bill, like, he desperately needs an actual difference maker at quarterback, and that buys him another year.
It makes sense.
It does, but also the Cardinals have affected his trade value with the whole thing that they put in his contract with him not being responsible.
What was
for
the
working.
Price here? First round pick.
It's Mac Jones, a first and a third.
How is Kyler Murray going to get along with Bill Belichick? Those personalities.
I think it can work.
Yeah?
You hear Bill Belichick with a lot of different personalities.
I think that's exactly what Kyler needs, honestly.
It's interesting.
It is strange. It also is like a match in terms of their relationships that you could see happening. That's how a lot of these happens. It's strange. The 15 years Monty spent working for Bill Belichick didn't come up at all in the call, but I could see like the mentor-boss relationship.
Yeah.
Or the fact that Monty Ossenfort was the temporary host of Sports Show Sunday Mornings on KUMM 89.7, the U90 alternative. At one point.
Well, that's in the past. That's all in the past now.
Old career.
There are no reverse
We're
gears.
We're living in the here and the now.
Yes. Interesting.
Wow. That's all a right. good one.
Colleen,
okay.
You're up.
Okay, so I am Pete Carroll, and right. I'm calling Greg as Joe Shane because we're just going to keep in character from earlier.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember. What was the Joe Shane weird
Joe
voice?
Shane, I was very close to your regular voice, as
yeah.
I recall.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay. Here we go.
It's Joe.
Joe, it's Pete C. in Seattle. How are we doing today? Good, great. That's wonderful. I don't have a lot of time here before John Schneider gets back from his coffee roasting studio up in Fremont, but this is important, Joe, so I need you to listen, okay?
Love it.
All right, I want you to close your eyes for a second. Take a deep breath. I want you to imagine yourself on draft day.
Mm, my favorite day of the year.
This rookie class, it's got some dogs in it. Mm. The type of talent that the New York Giants Foundation was built on. And now there you are with some extra clout on draft day. Some picks to play with.
Mm, I like this. Mm. Keep talking.
The only thing you got to do, though,
what am I wearing?
Ooh.
Pleats, khaki pleated pants.
Yes.
And a button-down generic shirt.
Yes.
Weird. Took a turn.
It's blue. It's a blue shirt. Only thing you got to do, though, is send us Leonard Williams.
Mm.
Okay.
Listen, 2-4, it ain't cutting it in the NFC East. Julian Love told us all about 99. We know about him, the good and the bad. Like, Listen, your guy, he's been injured. His production has dropped over the past 2 years. Do you really need him? We could take him off your hands, send you a fifth that can turn into a fourth, depending on how many snaps he plays.
I mean, what was the bad here? I was all excited about the pleats and the... Oh, that button down. But
listen, I got a gum guy calling me in five, so...
I mean, that's not even... What's the point?
All right,
The point. That's spare change. Joe Shane loses that getting onto the subway every morning.
We'll give you a fourth that could turn into a third.
This is a starting defensive tackle that we've given a massive contract to. I'll do it for a third that would turn into a second, no less. The only reason I'm considering it, his age, he is going to be... a free agent, and I don't believe in Daniel Jones, but no one knows that. It's the Maras.
We won't go higher than a third.
I won't do it then.
Gum guy's calling. Gotta go.
Oh. Mm. You know, Pete is like edging into his mid-70s, and, you know, I think maybe he misread Williams' market. I mean, he's a big-time player still.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
I do think he would be very tradable, but to Dan's or whoever it was on the phone earlier, that's where the compensatory pick comes into Joe Shane's mind.
That was Brian Dable on the call.
Yes, it was my buddy Brian. Yeah. It was me actually that knew the compensatory pick, Joe Shane.
Gets a little confusing.
That's where, you know, is it really worth a third when I'm going to get a Leonard Williams would absolutely net you a
Well, this is why Pete Carroll's not a GM. Mm.
It's like you're so serious-minded, but you've also just let all Giants fans know that if you're Joe Shane, all we really need to do is dress you up in imagination in strange clothing.
There was a little bit of a...
No, it's just exciting.
It's a little bit of ink slipped into that combo. Imagine, it's very uncomfortable.
On draft day. He's just excited to see Tyrod back there, the quarterback he brought from Buffalo. He loves him. Loves him.
What a moment. Full circle.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go to Greg.
Okay. I'm pivoting here. Let's do Mike Vrabel.
You're Mike Vrabel.
I've always been Mike Vrabel.
What?
And I'm going to be calling Sean McDermott in Buffalo, played by Dan Hanzus.
Okay. Wait, before you do it, why have you all, what do you mean? Like, as a, like internally as a human?
Yeah, like just that. Me and him are like, kind
of just one energy.
Symbiotic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got that. Hello. God damn it!
It's me,
Mike. Wait, is this Sean? Is this Sean McDermott?
It's Sean. Who is it? Oh my God!
It's Mike.
Mike, who this
is
speak?
This is Mike Vrabel.
Oh, what's up, Vrabes? I'm sorry, man. I'm just going through some things right now. This has not been what I expected the season to be. I'm feeling a little bit of heat, to be honest with you, because very important year for my organization, and I'm now calling the plays. I don't really have, they're going to start looking at me if I don't figure out something here. So it's good that you called me, because I was actually thinking about you, too.
You're 4-3, Sean. How many years have you been in the NFL? Snap out of it.
I know, man. It's just, you've been watching what's been going on up here.
Grow a pair.
All right. Stop bullying me.
I'm flying high. I just was nominated to Patriots Hall of Fame. Because I know the season isn't won or lost by week 7. I'm in it to win it. I'm in it for the long
haul.
Mike,
your team stinks, let's be honest.
Well, we are looking towards the future in some ways, and that's why I called you with a chance to potentially upgrade your team.
You caught me at a good time here, because I've been on quite a bender since Sunday, to be honest.
You have a TNF Thursday night game this week, Sean. I'm worried about you.
Wait, what?
Newsflash.
I was planning to call the Ravens with a similar offer, and I hear they got Saquon Barkley. That hasn't been released yet, so this trade no longer made any sense. Going to Baltimore, but I have a guy that you've struggled to stop over the years. That's your little zone defense.
I already told you I'm in a bad mood, and you're bringing up bad memories.
And, we're going to stop the pass so you guys can run the ball. Hey, sometimes you got to run the ball. Sometimes it is 1984 and you got to be tough. And I got the toughest running back that you've ever seen, Derrick Henry. And I think his time with Tennessee, we love him. He's still a great player, but I think it's coming to an end. We love this kid, Tajay Spears from Tulane. We love everything about Tulane. The 23rd ranked.
Yes. Green, the green wave. Yes, of course.
Underrated home stadium. Terrific football program on the rise. Derrick Henry comes in, gives you a little ying to your James Cook yang.
I kind of like
ying and yang.
Don't
Thunder
I already
and
have
lightning.
It, though? Latavius has Thunder done a pretty nice job for us. I like Latavius and what he brings.
Oh, Latavius Murray. How many teams has he been on in the last 6 years? He's like a used trash can.
Oh,
jeez, Mike, you're a little rough around the edges. I got to be honest with you. And I haven't really ever confronted you on it, but it's time to have a conversation. Everyone's talking about it, that you're kind of a dick.
It got me this far. You don't question what gets you to success. I've been to the playoffs. I've made it far. I've been a champion with the Super Bowl Patriots.
All right. Well, yeah, as a player. But, okay, so I like Derrick Henry. Obviously, he's going to the Hall of Fame. And, yes, I'm in a bit of a minor low-key panic about the state of my team. I didn't even know we had a game on Thursday, so that kind of tells you where I'm at.
Second-round pick for Derrick Henry.
Second-round pick. All right. How much money is owed to Derrick? Because I have to check with my cap people. We recently hired Jennifer Garner's character from Draft Day as our capologist, and I need to connect with her.
He is in the final year of a contract. He's got voids coming up the last 2 years. This is a rental, but I've already spoken with him. He loves the whole scene in Buffalo, what you guys are building. He wants to be part of a winner.
And you for a two?
Second round pick. The Thunder and the Lightning. Lendell White and Chris Johnson. Except he's way better than Lendell White. But he would be that.
Thunder.
Just gotta think he's the big, you know, it's usually like the fast guy and the fatty.
You've been drinking, Mike, again?
No, nope, never.
Jet all right. Lag. How about a conditional three that becomes a two if we get to the Super Bowl?
I'll give you either a 2025 two or a conditional three that becomes a two if Derrick Henry scores. Wait, no, you could control how many touchdowns he gets. how about if you make the conference championship? Super Bowl is a little rich for my blood.
All right, deal. We'll do that. And tell Derek we're very excited to have him.
I can't wait to tell him.
Are you all right, Mike? Because I know I'm having my own issues, like just dealing with some depression issues, but you seem a little bit off the handle right now.
These checks are cashing in either way. Guaranteed contract for coaches. Let's go, baby.
All right, Mike. See ya. Wow, all right. Another, I think that is a sensible trade.
Yeah.
Let's bring in Eric Roberts, the Bills fan behind the glass. He's wearing a Bills cap. I would imagine if I'm a Bills fan, I'd be pumped if that comes down from Rap Sheet.
Definitely.
Next week.
Oh, I'd be ecstatic.
And what if you heard the entire recorded conversation?
Yeah, then how would you feel?
How would you feel about the future team?
I feel like I just did, and it was very entertaining. So.
All right, well.
Okay. I feel like we a little bit proposed concerning. This trade last year when we did
oh, really?
GM. I think it was Derrick Henry did the Bills.
Yeah. There was definitely an episode where we floated something, and maybe...
I remember Claybon was on the show and he was talking about the idea of a guy staying with the team for his whole career, which would be cool if Henry was and he sets all the records for Tennessee and they give him a statue. Would be cool. But this would also be his probably, and let's face it, Tennessee's in a different place now, his last chance to get a ring. I think it all makes sense.
I like when that Byard trade happened, I thought Henry Ravens. Or maybe like Henry Bills or Henry Dolphins. Mm. Henry Ravens makes a lot of sense.
The Bills
they already got Saquon.
They
so
just freed up some cap space, too. I think they transferred Deion Dawkins to some signing bonus stuff. Right. Freed up like
$3 million. And they could do with Allen, too. They can move money
around. Something
they could do stuff
I think there's something to ruin. I think it's more likely a receiver for them, but Henry would
I like
fun.
When McDermott asks Vrabel, have you been drinking? And Vrabel says, never. an immense lie from everything that we know.
Oh no.
All right, close it out, Mark.
All right, this is Saints attaché Mickey Loomis.
Oh wow.
Attaché.
Well, I mean, we'll get to
tough
it.
Like, start.
Calling up Vikings general manager, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah.
Ooh.
Who would be played by Colleen.
Okay.
Sorry to pull you back into the fray, Colleen.
Okay, here we go.
We're almost at the finish line there.
So close. So close.
There's always next year.
Hello.
Entering.
It's Mickey.
Mickey, how you doing today?
Having a great day. I feel this intense passion for the Pelicans. I'm down here at the Smoothie King Center. We're very excited.
I love Smoothie King Center.
It's a great place.
It's
a great
amazing.
Place. When I'm not working on the Pelicans, you know, I think people say, "Oh, can you multitask?" Like I have been deeply involved with a personal project.
You're the king of multitasking.
I can do it all, and I have a book coming out. The published date will be, it sounds like, March 2024. It is in a fascinating topic. Mickey is so able to grasp these topics. And
I'd love to get a pre-sale version.
I'll send it to you. It is. I think it would be good for children, too. It takes a look at nursery rhymes that we grew up thinking that they were meant one thing.
This is what I want. I was thinking how I have a void in my life with
this
nursery
is what you
rhymes,
need. Yeah.
And this is it.
Let me give you just a couple examples of
okay.
what I've been working on. And, you know, well, there's a football aspect to this, too, that we'll get to in a minute.
We'll get to it.
Sure. So you've heard of this one before, I bet. Georgie Porgy pudding and pie, kissed the girls and made them cry.
Uh-huh.
We know that part happened. When the girls came out to play, Georgie Porgy ran away.
He ran away.
Right. You're
that
just
was
thinking,
his first mistake.
You're thinking it's a boy running across a meadow. Mm-hmm. This is the kind of thing I'm going to uncover in this book, that it's actually Georgie Porgy is believed to be George Villiers, the first Duke of Buckingham, lover to both King James I and Anne of Austria, the
Hello.
Queen of consort of France, who was also married to French King Louis XIII. So we thought it was a story about a boy running around sticking his finger in a mincemeat pie, British.
Mm-hmm. But
we can't be sure now.
Whoa.
No.
We can't be
plenty
sure.
Plenty of layers.
We don't know what he was up to.
I love a royalty story.
I'm going to give you one other example.
A lot of pies.
This is things in pies.
That's, yeah, well, I don't know who those other people on the line are, but welcome to the conversation.
What other rhymes you have there?
Let's see. I have this one. How about this? There's so many good ones.
Because okay. Georgie Porgy, I get that. That's relatable to me. It's perfect.
This one will relate to other people. Peter, pumpkin eater, had a wife and couldn't keep her. He put her in a pumpkin shell, and there he kept her very well. Sounds quaint.
Sounds like a problem.
Research suggests that it is a problem. I spoke to University of North Texas English professor Justin Jones, who told me this. The gist of this nursery rhyme is that Peter is an overbearing individual who needs to find a way to control the appetites of his wife, suggested that they were sexual appetites by more or less keeping her his own personal prisoner.
Well, that's tragic. This is for children?
This is for adults to read. This is for you to read.
Kind of hot.
Anyways, I got a lot going on here. I have more to read, but I feel like this segment is dive bombing, so I'm going to actually get to my point.
Well, Mickey, what can I do for you today?
Stopped us at all today so far. Keep going.
We have a similar...
I want more.
We can do one maybe
after. I'm
worried
about the wife and the pumpkin shell, but continue.
Well, that also was 600 or 700 years ago, so she's old news at this point. But we both have something I think we don't want after this season. I'm going to be honest.
Dennis Allen?
Well, we'd be happy to throw in Dennis Allen with what I'm about to suggest. Kirk Cousins, he's on the way out.
He gone.
So, like, I am saying that if you want to make hay right now, you give us Kirk Cousins, and we will give you a second-round pick and Derek Carr, who we don't like. So you can take – you'll have Derek Carr under contract. And I know you guys are going through a little bit of rebuild. I'll say this about Derek Carr. What a great teammate he is. He's perfect for a roster in flux.
Mm-hmm.
He's been through a lot of changes in his previous stop to where he is now. A change here wouldn't hurt him, we feel like. It wouldn't hurt us, we feel like. Kirk Cousins, or Derek Carr in a second for your Kirk Cousins. And
wow.
We solve all these offseason issues that are going to bubble up anyways.
You know, Kirk Cousins, he really showed us something the other night against the Niners. And now, all of a sudden, things are looking up for the Vikings in the NFC, and I'm not sure I'm ready to say goodbye to Kirk Cousins. You know, I did his extension. We have this relationship. So I'll take your nursery rhyme book, I'm not taking your quarterback, and I'm certainly not taking your head coach.
Isn't that recency bias? Like, he's played a couple good games, like the overall experience
of Kirk Cousins. Maybe you should have called me last week. Why didn't my phone ring then?
Well, whether or not you take the deal, I still have my book that's coming out in March of 2024, so shove off, Quessy.
Kitty likes to scratch.
Wow.
I was in the middle of reading like what I was going to do with that. I was like, this is going terribly.
I think it's going great. I want to hear the other nursery rhyme.
The other nursery rhyme.
Yes, please.
How many did you write?
I literally did a lot of research on this. So we've heard this one before. Merry, merry, quite contrary. Okay. How does your garden grow? With silver bells and cockle shells and pretty maids all in a row. That also sounds pretty problematic.
Uh-huh.
But it is actually about Mary Tudor, who was called Bloody Mary. According to the UK Chronicle, she was a very pious Catholic. And this is about her essentially destroying Protestants, women, men, children.
That's again, what that nursery rhyme is about?
Yes, it's not what we think. Then this last little one, Little Boy Blue, come blow your horn.
No.
The sheep's in the meadow, the cow's in the corn. Weird. But where's the boy who looks after the sheep? He's under a haystack, fast asleep. Will you wake him? No, not I. For if I do, he's sure to cry. This is about Cardinal Thomas Wolsey, who was an arrogant, wealthy, self-made man and had many enemies in England. After obtaining his degree from Oxford at the age of 15, he was dubbed the boy bachelor. The words come blow your horn likely refer to his incessant bragging. Mm.
I can almost hear Wes laughing at this.
I don't think it was bombing. I don't think it was great. I was just trying not to just interrupt.
I think how it feels to be when you're doing those. You're thinking like this might be going off track.
I think it's fantastic.
It's amongst the strangest moments in the history of the show. And I think that's a good thing.
And I love it.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Well, don't doubt yourself.
I was like, I'll typically just keep rolling when I can tell things are of variable nature to myself, but it's like, I did get into
you're really taking us inside process.
Because there was so much more to do, and I was like, this is getting worse and worse. It's real good.
I also think it's a great window into the mind of Mickey Loomis.
That's the accuracy part.
Seems a little scatterbrained. He's got a lot going on.
He's got a lot of projects.
That is actually the Smoothie King Center. I don't watch a lot of NBA, but that is a real place.
Well, we know that.
I know. I figured you would. But if you're a listener, we knew that. Didn't know that.
We knew that part. They're good. They're good. Good little program there at the Pelicans. I don't think he's working quite as much for him. That also is an insane trade because Kirk Cousins is way better, and that was actually the craziest thing that came out of that conference. He also has a no trade clause. He supposedly told them there's a lot of issues with it. He told them he would not want to go to the Jets. Not that the Jets even showed any interest, but preemptively he was like, "I don't want to leave in the middle.
Sense.
I'm a control freak. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to learn a new offense. I negotiated this no trade clause. I'm staying here. You guys can choose what to do with me."
That makes so much sense because why would Kirk Cousins ever want to go to a place when Aaron Rodgers is threatening to return in December? Like, holy God, what a mess.
Wow. I think we've learned a lot, and I think we were entertained along the way.
I hope so. And if you pair this with our Monday trade deadline primer, I think you're pretty well set up for what's going to come on Tuesday.
Yes, totally based in reality.
Mostly this. I think just keep listening to this over and over, restate the conversation.
You're educated on
that. You'll be the smartest one at the bar.
And Colleen, we want to thank you for being a trooper because yes, your Philadelphia baseball team, things didn't go the way
it's so terrible. Sports are so awful. I don't know why I do this to myself. I don't know why anyone does this to themselves. Why we get so invested. And most of the time we're just set up to fail. And the teams that we love so much just break our heart.
Oh.
And here we are.
I feel you. You're a true. Are you about to cry?
No.
Dan feels so much sympathy for you that he asked for a sad song.
I could go on. And honestly, if I kept talking about the Phillies, I probably would cry because this is not how it was supposed to go at all. It was such a devastatingly terrible loss. And like, of course, a team that is run on solely home runs for the offense is not sustainable for a full season. But like when you go 0-1,000 with runners in scoring position, this is absolutely going to happen. And Jason Zumwalt is texting me the whole time about the D-backs.
Zummy, come on, show some restraint.
You said before you came up here that you had some extra time in the women's locker room and you just sat there in the dark.
Well, it wasn't in the dark, but
you sat there alone and quiet.
Dan
for 20
said
minutes.
That we were running a little behind schedule, so I had an extra half hour, and how I spent it was just going and sitting alone by myself and staring for a half hour in the locker room. It's a really dark day.
It's why, Connie, you're a real one. I could empathize with you, and it will be better. Each day that passes will be a little bit better than the one before.
Thanks, guys.
Well, until it happens next time, but yeah.
Hey, now, at least you got.
I don't mean that in
at least you got the
way,
Sixers starting tomorrow night. Hey,
I'm done. No, I'm quitting sports.
You got the Eagles. You got the Eagles.
Yeah, you got the Eagles.
You can't have them all.
All right.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you to everybody for checking things out. We will be back on Thursday with our preview of Week 8. We also have the QB Index special up, and NFL Plus returns as well on Thursday. And a TNF recap.
Oh, my God.
And my God.
There will be some sleep in there. Heed the call.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.